Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is admittedly biased, but she says there's no debating that President Biden has been the best president for Indian country in her lifetime.
And I felt the best way for us to acknowledge that was with a blanket. This is an eighth generation blanket from a tribally owned business. And I've had it embroidered. It says Joe Biden, champion for Indian country, 2021 to 2024.
At the summit, Biden announced he's taking further steps to enshrine his recent apology for America's past federal Indian boarding school initiative. First, he's establishing Pennsylvania's Carlisle Indian Industrial School as a new national monument. It was the nation's first off-reservation federal Indian boarding school that housed some 7,800 children from more than 140 tribes.
We don't erase history. We acknowledge it, we learn from it, and we remember so we never repeat it again.
Boarding schools like Carlisle were meant to erase the heritage of Native Americans and Alaska Natives, which is why Biden also announced he's instituting a new 10-year plan to revive Native languages.
It's a vision that works with tribes and support teachers, schools, communities, organizations in order to save Native language from disappearing. This matters.
President Biden's hoping Indian country is a part of his legacy.
This is my final White House Tribal Nations Summit as your president. It's been an overwhelming honor, I mean it sincerely, an honor of a lifetime to usher in a new era of tribal sovereignty and self-determination, a new era grounded in dignity and respect that I've seen and experienced in many ways.
For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.